Hi, this is Honey from MyHoneyWearsPlaid.com. Today is Wednesday, July 21st, 2010. And I said I was going to podcast another day this week, and here it is. I am podcasting. I have a list of things I want to talk about, and most of them are just like mentions, just like a brief mention. But I want to start off by telling saying thank you to... there are four comments left on the website about the last The Yellow Kitchen thing. Thank you to Ramble, thank you to Hat M, Eric in D.C., and Robert in N.Y.C. for the comments about The Yellow Kitchen. I think it looks good, too. So, thank you. Moving right along. Who says that? Keep the show. It's Daniel. He says, keep the show moving, or whatever. Yesterday, I had lunch with one of my hags. We had a very nice time catching up on what we're doing this summer and what's going on. That was fun. Yesterday also, now see, I've got all kinds of different topics here, which are just going to jump from thing to thing. Excuse me, and I have phlegm in my throat. I should cross these off as I do them. I think I'll try to group them together. Let's see. Mel Gibson, I don't care. Lindsay Lohan going to jail. I don't care. I'm erasing these as I go. I say that because all I've been hearing lately, and especially on The View, is this Mel Gibson shit and his ex who has recorded all their phone conversations and how he's screaming and yelling and bitching and cussing and all this stuff. And I'm just like, I'm done with that. I don't. First of all, it has nothing to do with me. I could care less about these issues with Mel Gibson going wacko on his ex and Lindsay Lohan going to jail. I don't care if Lindsay Lohan goes to jail. Excuse me, I need to clear my throat again. Of course, I cut that out so you didn't hear it, but I did. I don't know if that... got an email from somebody. Oh, that's the other thing I've been spending my time on is... Anyway... Oh, I know what I was going to say. I've been selling a lot of old stuff on Craigslist, so I've been getting a lot of emails and stuff. I'm trying to sell an old GPS system, an old camera body, and a couple other things. So I'm getting lots of emails. And I just got one for the GPS system saying that he would like to buy the GPS system. All these people want to text. I don't want to text. I'm going to email because it costs me 20 cents every time I text message, so I'm not going to text. I will write him back an email. Anyway, back to what I was talking about. I was saying that I didn't care about what's going on with Mel Gibson or Lindsay Lohan because their issues have nothing to do with my life. And seriously, in the big picture of the whole world and life, what do they mean? What does it matter? It doesn't. It's entertainment, and I don't really... I mean, I listen to them, the people talk and bitch about it, but I don't really care. Because there are other more pressing things. For example, the Republicans holding up unemployment benefits for 2.5 million people, which, by the way, did just pass this evening by a vote of 59 to 39, and they restored the jobless benefits to 2.5 million people. The Republicans blaming that they saying we don't want to raise the deficit. Well, hello, your budget, your Bush tax cuts that you want to keep in place are going to raise the deficit too. But that's okay. But it's not okay to raise the deficit for 2.5 million people who are still out of work and need job benefits to keep them going, for one thing. So Republicans drive me crazy. And I wasn't going to get into the politics. I have other topics, but I guess I'll go into those now real quick, too. Sarah Palin, I'll just say one word, refudiate. She's such a fucking idiot. And the fact that she compares herself to Shakespeare, saying that the English language is a living language and people make up words all the time. Excuse me. And if you follow Twitter, you can do a search for, hashtag for Shakes Palin, S-H-A-K-E-S-P-A-L-I-N. And it's people who are making up Shakespearean quotes by Palin. It's really funny. You should do a little search for that. hashtag Shakes Palin. It's funny. I got a kick out of that. But she is just an idiot, you know, and they're saying now that she's not happy with the engagement of Levi and Bristol, and it's just like, you know, I still think this is just a bunch of bullshit to keep them in the news, to keep them going, to give her something to say when she's running for president, that she's got an intact family, all that kind of crap. And Joy Behar said that on The View. But, yeah, I don't know. The other thing was that, well, at least the other political thing that I thought was moving things along was that the Senate committee voted to move the Kagan vote to the full Senate probably in a few weeks, but they voted the other day, yesterday I think it was, and Lindsey Graham at that time was the only Republican who voted for her moving on, but since then another Republican has come out in favor of Kagan, but he didn't vote for her, I don't think. Where was that? Oh yeah, Lugar. GOP's Lugar to support Kagan for Supreme Court. Republican Senator Richard Lugar, breaking with the GOP on an election year Supreme Court nominee on Wednesday, became the second in his party to announce he would vote to confirm Elena Kagan as justice. Very good. Oh, well, he's on the committee, that's why. So when I do a full vote, he will vote for her. That's good. Glad to hear that. That needs to move along, too. She'll be, what's the word? She'll be confirmed and moved into the Supreme Court by the time the fall term starts. I am sure of it. Let's see. Other exciting things in the news. Apple had an amazing quarter. Did anyone happen to notice that their sales were yet another record-breaking quarter? They in 3 months' time. This is Apple Computer, who 10 years ago couldn't sell, you know, two computers, you know, whatever. But this quarter, the last 3 months, April, May, June, they sold $15.7 billion in sales. Isn't that unbelievable? 15.7. That's like gas, you know, oil companies' revenue in a quarter. $15.7 billion. Of course, in terms of profit off the top, it's like 3 point something, 4 million, 4 billion something. They have like $45 billion in cash right now that they can pull upon if they need to for any reason. The numbers are just staggering, just absolutely staggering. For example, they sold 3.47 million Macs, which was up 11%, but 71% of those Macs were laptops. Interesting. 8.4 million iPhones were sold. That's up 61% over last year. And iPods, they sold 9.41 million iPods, but that's down 8% from last year. However, iPod Touches were up 48% sales. So people are moving away from the smaller iPods and moving to the more app-friendly, capable iPod Touches. I don't know. I'm currently recording my podcast on my iPod Nano, and this is the one that I'm going to probably hold on to for a long time. I love it. It shoots video and does the voice memos, which I love. Of course, that's probably until I get my iPhone in about 3 weeks, maybe, on August 15th, if they still have them, that is. Then I can probably do voice memos on that, like I can do on my iPad. But this is much easier to hold, and I could walk around if I need to. But anyway, Apple had an amazing quarter. They broke records. Oh, and in terms of the iPad sales, they sold 3.27 million iPads in the first 3 months, which is pretty freaking amazing. They're having a hard time keeping up with demand because now they're, on July 23rd, which is Friday, they will be selling the iPad in another 9 countries. So it'll be up to like 19 countries that they're selling the iPad in. Pretty amazing. Now, here's the thing. You know how much I love Apple and all their products, and I just love them. But I'm thinking at this point that Apple might be getting too big. Here's why I say that. Because they're getting too much attention put on them. For example, the iPhone AntennaGate. Look how the news overblown in the media about the AntennaGate. When, if you saw his press conference, the antenna issue affects 1/2 of 1% of the entire people who bought iPhones. At least that's the people who are reporting it, I should say. But even so, it was overblown. Anyway, so my point is that Apple is so big now that they're being looked at very carefully. Every little thing they look at, people will be complaining about and, you know, taking issues with and being critical and so forth. And that makes me think, too, that if Apple's becoming that big, then those idiot hackers out there will start writing more and more, what's the word? I can't even think of it now because I never have it. There's those programs that people write and that they screw up your computer and stuff. Viruses. That people will start writing viruses specifically for Macs. I mean, I know that they are out there, yes, but I've never gotten one, knock wood. But the more attention that Apple has, or the bigger the light that is shined on Apple, the harder it will be for them to be successful, or continue to be successful, I think. Anyway, so I'm just saying that I don't like the attention that they're getting. I think they're getting too big. I want them to stay a little bit smaller so that I can have my nice products without all the hoopla and media attention. Excuse me. Clearing my throat. I don't know why. I sit down. I don't talk to anybody all day today. Like, for example, today I went to get my hair cut today and watered the boyfriend's plants. But I didn't really talk to anybody. And then I sit down to talk and the phlegm starts coming up in my throat. And I don't know why, but it does. Anyway. So, yes. So, moving right along. Apple had an amazing quarter and great, wonderful, blah, blah, blah. Love it. I think I mentioned this on Twitter yesterday. I watched the movie 2012 on Netflix streaming on the computer, and which I absolutely love that whole system. Being able to stream videos on your computer is just amazing. Anyway, the movie itself, story, not that great. What I thought was really good was the graphics or the special effects and stuff. I thought those were really amazing. They did a good job with all that. But every time I got to a boring part, I'm like, I don't care about the boring parts. Let's just move this along. And I can't remember who said it, but somebody said, you know, that's why you can fast forward on something. Who said that yesterday? Oh, it was Stevie B. He said, that's why I'm glad I watched it on DVD. Fast forward can be your friend. Well, actually, you can fast forward on the Netflix streaming. You grab that little bar and drag it forward, and it fast forwards the movie. So I was able to go through those parts, those boring, slow parts. But now, see, 2012 is the whole idea that the world is coming to an end on December 21st, 2012. Well, in the movie, they actually come through it 21 days after that, and they find land, and, you know, it's so unrealistic. And I know it's not going to happen, but it was the special effects that I was watching, the CGI or whatever you call it. I thought that was cool. All right, last topic, and then I'm going to move on. I'm sure many of you saw this because I heard this today on The View from Whoopi Goldberg. The lesbian girl in Mississippi who wanted to take her girlfriend to the prom, but the school system decided to just cancel the prom, she had a lawsuit, I think it was with the ACLU, for discrimination against her and, you know, denied equal rights or whatever the exact thing is, I don't remember. But anyway, she won her lawsuit against the school system and she won $35,000. And the biggest thing, the money is great, but the biggest thing is that that school system, not the Mississippi as a state, but that school system will be changing their discrimination policy. Gosh, this phlegm. To include gay and lesbian students. So I thought that was good. So one person can make a difference, and she did. Good for her. Now, I want to remind you that tomorrow night, Thursday night, July 22nd, at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Pride48.com, we will be podcasting live. And so far, I have Haunt Cub joining us, and I want to find some other people to join us, too. Maybe Arthur, maybe Daniel. I don't know if Daniel's free. I would really love to talk to UK Tom from Bostonia. I listened to his last podcast, and I was a little shocked to hear that he and his boyfriend Nate have broken up. I shouldn't say boyfriend. They were married in Massachusetts. They broke up over July 4th, and that was really shocking and saddening to hear. So I would really love to talk to him. And you know who else I would really love to talk to? Is Miss Nessa. If she could get on there, too, that would be great. They may not want to talk about their situations, but I think it would be a great conversation to have with them, but they may not want to do that. Anyway, just ideas that I have going for that. Anyway, if you want to join us for the group show, get on Skype, tell me what your Skype name is, and I will, add you to the conversation. And of course, you can join the chat room and follow what everybody's talking about there, too. So, I think that's all for today. So don't forget, Thursday night, that's tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Pride48.com, group show. All right. Hope you all are having a great week. Until next time, bye.